דמאי, פרק ה', משנה וו. הלקח מן הסיטון וחוזר ולקח ממנו שנייה. So a seton, we had this previously. This is like a wholesaler. But the Rav explains he would buy wheat from different balabatim. So a lot of them were farmers. So they had their own grain in their fields. So the seton would go around to many different balabatim and we'd get a lot of different grains. So his grain that he would be selling came from many balabatim. And when he would sell in large quantities. So now he sells b'midagasa, and like we said earlier, a person that sells midagasa, since they're less profit for the siton, so he doesn't have to take off maisers. So now a person wants to buy from this guy. So he buys from him, and now he buys again. So don't take off maisers from the first time you went to the grain that you got the second time you went. Even if it's from the same box, the same basket. Even the same type of grain, meaning even if it's red wheat or whatever color, white wheat, and it's the same basket, we're still afraid because he buys from so many different balabatim that what you bought previously did not come from the same balabais. And since it may have not come from the same balabais, don't be mafresh from one group onto the other group, because you may be mafresh from chayiv to potter or potter to chayiv, and you're not allowed to do that. The Mishnah ends, Neman Asitan Loimer Mishel Echorheim. But since Eidach Nemin Bisurin, and he's not Choyshid, if Asitan actually would tell the guy that what you bought came from one person, you believe him, and therefore, even if you came in two separate times and collected and bought food at two separate times, if he tells you it's from one person, you can believe him and take off Maestris from one onto the other.